Coach Craig Doty, first off, just your impressions of tonight's game.
I thought Pitt State played really well. I do. I thought they showed up and played really well, and I thought you know, we did some good things, and we did some things that weren't as good as Pitt State.
Well, and this was a game got off to an early start, but Pittsburgh State really, you knew what they were going to do, and they did it tonight, and they really made life difficult. Their pressure, full court pressure, got you a little bit out of sync and maybe didn't handle it quite the way you practiced it.
Well, I mean, we turned it over 12. We turned them over 15. I mean, it really wasn't one was as a result of their press. The rest of it was, I mean, Elijah, too, to start the game off. Neither were on the press. You know, Owen in a half court. It wasn't on the press. But, we had more margin on turnover. It would be nice if we could have kept that number down. We out-rebound them. You know, we didn't make free throw. I mean, just some different focus things. And just seemed like a little anxiety from some of our guys at the line. I mean, Owen Long, 4-6 at the line. Like, again, this guy is one of the leaders in the MIAA in free throw percentage. And, you know, he's missing a bunch. Caden's playing with a heavy heart. We love him for being out here battling with us. He just lost his grandmother, and he gave everything he possibly could. And we're so thankful for him. And, you know, but overall we just I mean, this is college basketball. This is the MIAA. Like, this is the Big 12 of Division II. What we expected a team, we didn't, but like anybody that doesn't know about this level, there are teams that aren't going to make our MIAA tournament that are better than 75 Division I teams NCAA. Like, that's how good it is. Did this team out here at Pitt State look like a bunch of guys that couldn't play basketball?
No, heck
no, they didn't. It looked like a really good basketball team, and that's just how this league is made up. And this is what happens sometimes. We had a chance to win it. To be honest with you, if we would have won it, it would have been a travesty for them. I mean, they were ahead for 34 minutes. The same thing if we would have lost at Lincoln when we were ahead for 39 minutes, and we didn't. We hung on. But, again, these are tough ones. Now we're asking us to get a stop late. You know, Mayum gets blown past on the perimeter on an overclose in R.J. Forney. We don't chest the ball then on our switch, and Forney gets to the rim and makes a layup, and that's the end of the game. But it's just, again, it's college basketball. It's more than just college basketball. It's MIAA college basketball. And we played a really good team tonight. We got to credit them. And we didn't play bad. I mean, we didn't play a terrible game. We shot 43% from the field. We forced more turnovers. We out-rebounded them. There's a lot of really good things in this game for us. But again, it just came up a little short against a team that was hot tonight. I mean, they shot 47% from the field. They don't shoot that percentage from the field typically. And our defense is pretty darn good. I mean, Forney was hitting shots, fading away, kicking his legs out from three. And, I mean, I suppose people get frustrated when Owen Long does that against them a lot, too. But, it's just nature of the game. It's how it works sometimes, and we're going to keep working.
Well, fortunately, you still have one more game left. But the thing, as I look at it, this is going to be a great opportunity for your basketball team to learn some things on how to maybe handle situations like this.
I don't know if it's a handling deal. Like, I think it's just the fact that you have to look at other teams in college basketball and give them credit. We have a good team. We have a really good team. Pitt State is a really good team. Even though their record doesn't show it, you look at the quality of these basketball players, where they've come from, what they've done. They're really good basketball players. And, again, this is just how it's going to work out sometimes. And we're going to focus on every possession on film and work through everyone like we have all year long. And this is, I mean, there's not much to talk about. I mean, credit to them. We did what we could. It was short, and we just got to be better against Washburn and hopefully hold them below their maximum ability.
Well, have a good practice tomorrow, Coach. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks, Craig.
That's Emporia State basketball coach Craig Doty joining us here on Post Game again. Pittsburgh State gets the win 68-67 over Emporia State. We'll be back with more Post Game right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Shoal Construction does metal roofs. Shoal Construction.